Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
From FedEx.
You're listening to the man who's received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. That's what they call me, Mr. Humble. I've earned that, too. I've worked hard for that. 34, and there's not even not the least bit of sarcasm in their tone when they say that. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. Our good friend Sam Norwood is here too, folks, and he's one of the great ones. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 10 years, actually coming up on 11 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's senior partner with the Tatum LLC, and he's the guy who polls hundreds, count them, hundreds, business managers across the country every month to ask him how things are going in the marketplace. And they tell him, and he puts it into a very handy report that we're the beneficiaries of, and we're proud of that. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Boy, it's great to be back, and it's especially great to be back with things looking like a lot better than we had during the summer. And,
yeah.
Boy.
Ooh. More green arrows this time. I liked it. Thank you for that, Sam. But I'm a little confused. I'm a little confused as to why the business condition 60-day outlook arrow is sideways, but all the others that support that are upward. I'm a little confused about that. I don't think I've ever seen this before.
Yeah, it's unusual. It seems a little flat in the outlook, and here's what we conclude is the reason for that. Things are improving more than we can believe that they are actually improving. We've been through such a long slow period that we're experiencing much better conditions, but we can't really believe they're real. That's theory number one.
We don't believe our own eyes. Is that what you're saying?
We don't believe our own eyes yet, but we will. The other thing is that we are concerned about, while things look pretty good for us right now, we look around, we go, hey, it's good, but we look offshore and we go, man.
Yeah.
There's a mess over there. That could mess us up.
Right.
And so we're a little skeptical. We're cautious, even though our situation right here in our customer, in our business, is looking better. We're a little skeptical because, A, of offshore, and B, wow, this is too good to believe.
You know, Sam, the way you're describing this reminds me of when we watched the Masters on television, the golf tournament.
Uh-huh.
And they're in the Amen Corner. The Amen Corner is 11, 12, and 13.
Yeah.
And 12, they're on 12, number 12, which is a short par 3.
Yeah.
And the one thing that we know about Amen Corner is the winds are swirling. The winds don't blow in one direction or the other. They swirl.
Uh-huh.
And if you watch the tournament this year, folks, when they get on number 12, you'll see the guys doing, they'll just be literally going around in a circle. They're just doing about face, trying to figure out which way the wind is blowing so they know which club to pull. And I kind of feel like that's what you're talking about right now. And that's what I think a lot of people feel this way, is we're looking around us and we're saying, okay, I see positive things there, but then we got this thing behind me that's looking ugly.
Yeah, here's another parallel to think about. Imagine that you live in Miami and it's a sunshiny day, and you can't believe how nice the day is, but you hear this, you understand that there's a hurricane out there somewhere in the Caribbean, and you don't know which course it's going to take.
Right.
And it just might mess you up, but for right now, you look, you feel good about the day, and it looks good. So we're in a dichotomy of things to consider. But I think the thing we should consider as people in relatively smaller businesses is, put your head out of the hole, look around, mm-hmm. and believe what you see when you're getting the orders mm-hmm. and your customers are coming through the door.
Real business from customers is not something to be unhappy about. That's something to be really excited about.
And so, I appreciate it, and the storm may or may not hit.
Well, yeah, I that's one thing that I believe in. I believe in customer orders. If other things, if other things happen that sound positive, you know, that are speculation or opinion or whatever, that's one thing. But when customers give me an order, I take that as a good sign, Sam.
Exactly. And trust that at least for the moment, things are really better. And so that's what we're getting. We've got 2 consecutive months now, and mm-hmm. I believe this will be confirmed with the jobs report that this is in the morning of Friday. In a little while, later this day, the jobs report is going to come out, and we believe, based on what we see, that it will be a pleasant surprise.
Hold on to that thought, Sam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to get into the details of this the Tatum survey of business conditions. After these messages, we're going to talk about sales. We're going to talk about capital expenditures. We're going to talk about credit and jobs. We're going to talk about jobs, too. And a lot of green arrows here, folks. Ponytail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.